Hello， 嗨
Hi。
My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glen Wood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possibly ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glen Wood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It's good, but it's expensive.
Okay. In your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council, is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor. Horrible.
Thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad conditions. Which is
they're in bad conditions.
Okay, the third one. Thank you. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
High.
Much too high or somewhat too high?
Somewhat too high.
Thank you. As you may have read or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of these following three separate options. Option one, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5 cents for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing the deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Option two, will you vote yes or no to renew the 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to it for a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Will you vote yes or no to continue the 0.5 cent sales tax for 20 years? The Pond City streets and road maintenance. Yes or no?
No.
No, not even the 0.5 cent? The one that they have already? Okay, thank you. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax interest ballot issues the city put forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government nor the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
You disagree? Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements of supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on sales tax ballot. It's somewhat persuasive reason, but not a persuasive reason at all. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there's very little money for this, from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Not professional.
Not persuasive at all?
No.
Thank you. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 0.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all?
Professional, they're pretty good, yeah.
somewhat persuasive reason to
yes,
vote for Lee? Okay. Somewhat.
Semi.
Thank you. 100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive.
At all or somewhat?
At all.
Thank you. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and it costs more. Very persuasive reasons. What persuasive reason? Not persuasive reason at all.
Not professional at all.
Okay. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the Asian Pikes below, that work comes down faster on the larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive reason at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who uses them contribute. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive at all.
Not professional at all.
Thank you. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaked water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and the water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive at all.
Not professional at all.
Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly, since voters last approved half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not persuasive at all.
Not professional at all.
The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 7 years old, can also be replaced. Very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not professional at all.
Not professional at all.
The City Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishing, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. This is the City Public Works Department. They have a solid record of accomplishing, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Is this a very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, or not a persuasionist at all?
Not professional. The professional proficient.
Persuasive. They're trying to see if this is persuasive or persuasive. You know that it is.
Persuasive.
It's not persuasive. Somewhat persuasive. Very persuasive.
Not persuasive at all.
Okay. Thank you. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how will you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent tax. For a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Will you vote yes or no for the 1 cent?
No.
No?
Yes. No. Okay. I will not vote yet. Let me know. I'll say no. Okay.
That's option one. This is option two. To renew the half-cent sale, the one that we already have, and add an additional 1/4 to make it 1/4 cent, a total of 3/4 cent, to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing the deteriorated water repairs for the next 20 years. Do we vote yes or no for that?
No.
Thank you. How about the option three, to continue what you already have, the 1 cent sales tax for 20 years to fund city streets and road maintenance? Will you vote yes or no for that one?
No.
No?
No.
You said no? Okay, thank you. And finally, voters approve, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Support or oppose?
Yes, I'll vote yes because I would rather have them borrow a loan. Yes.
All right. Okay, good. Thank you. And I have to ask you, I have to read it verbatim. I know your gender, but I need to hear from you. What is your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
40 to 54.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? Six? I'm sorry?
Sorry. I didn't know it was multiple choice, but 0 to 5.
Okay. Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a lovely night. Take care. Appreciate it. Ah.